Connecticut cities and towns continue to officially declare racism a public health crisis. Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard spoke with local leaders about what this means going forward in efforts to end systemic racism in their communities.
The massive nationwide movement following the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis has led communities to take a deeper look at racism within. Daryl Brackeen Jr. is an alderman for the city of New Haven.
Many of us are victims of racism. Therefore, we experience the stresses, the income disparities, the discrimination, the housing, education, employment, you name it. There's anxiety that's tied to that. There's depression that's tied to that. And there's so many other medical complications that ethnic minorities experience that's based and exacerbated because of segregation and racism.
Brackeen authored and helped pass a resolution that declares racism as a public health crisis in New Haven. And no, he says, it will not just be in name only.
We're going to use the public health crisis as the means to the beginning to do further research so that we can correct the wrongs that were systematically designed to put people of color in the state that we are in terms of our health.
New Haven follows in the footsteps of Windsor, Hartford, Bloomfield, West Hartford, and New Britain in making a declaration. It comes at a time when the COVID-19 pandemic is disproportionately impacting Black and Hispanic residents in Connecticut. Bloomfield Mayor Suzette DeBetham Brown says partnering with the regional health district is part of the town's action steps. More than half of Bloomfield's population is Black.
We have to find out, what are the issues in our town? What are the underlying conditions in our town that we need to address? And what's going to be the best way to address those conditions?
Funding these actions will be complicated. Municipalities are facing tight budgets following the first peak of the pandemic. In Hartford, the city council recently voted to cut $1 million from its police department and redirect the money to efforts in police accountability, health and housing inspection, and after-school programs in underserved neighborhoods. DeBetham Brown says it'll be challenging, but the town must find a way to support their goals.
We're going to have to be creative to find funds, whether it's to do a community health assessment, whether it's to partner with social services and nonprofit organizations within our town that reaches out to different populations. Whatever it is that we're going to have to do to address some of these issues, I believe it's going to be our job to be creative enough to find the resources to get it done.
Town officials say there's also an educational aspect to it. Windsor Councilman Don Jepson says when the idea to declare racism as a public health crisis was first proposed, he didn't immediately see the connection. But then Jepson says he spent time researching, listening to experts, and talking with residents who've experienced systemic racism.
It also made sense to me that we've got to have a health crisis that stems from this institutional racism. And while I couldn't get there at first, as I worked through it, it became obvious.
Jepson says he hopes more people, especially white residents, learn these truths too. He also wants the declaration and its goals to be sustainable, not just in the short term.
This is something we have to find an institutional way to keep going, not just a few people taking the charge and then, oh, they get a job and they move away or whatever might happen. We have to make it institutional so that no matter who takes over the next round, it keeps going.
Additional Connecticut towns and cities are set to vote on similar declarations and resolutions. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.